From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for another deadly attack in Afghanistan. In a statement sent to VOA, the insurgent group said it was behind Saturday's explosion in the Khanabad district of the northern Kunduz province. Police say that the blast killed at least 22 members of a pro-government militia. The attack came one day after a series of terrorist blasts killed more than 50 people in and around Kabul. The Afghan capital was on edge Saturday after the worst outbreak of terrorism since the Taliban confirmed it is under new leadership after the death of its founder, Mullah Muhammad Omar. The Taliban claimed responsibility for sending in three suicide bombers to attack a U.S. Special Forces base near the main airport in Kabul Friday night. Eight civilian military contractors and a U.S. serviceman were killed. Earlier, a Taliban suicide bomber dressed in a police uniform blew himself up in a crowd of cadets at an Afghan police academy in Kabul. At least 27 people were killed in that attack. No one has yet claimed responsibility for Friday's truck bombing in a residential area of Kabul, which killed at least 15 and wounded 240 others, most of them civilians. Typhoon Saldilor slammed the coast of southeast China on Saturday, leaving more than a million homes without power after killing at least six people in Taiwan. Saldilor, later downgraded to a tropical storm, struck the city of Putian late Saturday. Chinese news reports say that 158,000 local residents had earlier been evacuated to safety. This is VOA News. Several hundred people marched Saturday in Ferguson, Missouri, to mark the first anniversary of the shooting death of an 18-year-old black man in a confrontation with a white police officer. The father and family of Michael Brown led the march. Brown's death last August sparked protests, and violence erupted months later when a grand jury refused to indict the police officer who shot him. Brown's father told reporters Saturday he is working to keep his son's life and death in public focus.
Everybody grieved differently. I hurt every day. People know what happened was just wrong. And all they doing is just showing their respect and their love as far as what had happened right here in this community.
Michael Brown's death sparked protests in a host of American cities, as well as several other police killings of unarmed black males, when they drew attention to long simmering tensions between police departments and the communities they are designed to protect. Hundreds of mourners turned out for the funeral of a Palestinian man who was seriously burned in a firebomb attack that killed his infant son last week. Saeed Dawabsheh died of his injuries early Saturday. Suspected Jewish extremists are accused in the July 31st pre-dawn attack, in which assailants hurled firebombs into a bedroom of Dawabsheh's home in the West Bank village of Duma. His 18-month-old son Ali died in the fire. His wife and their 4-year-old son were seriously injured and are still being treated at another Israeli hospital. Scores of Christian families have fled a Syrian town amid fears that Islamic State militants are advancing toward it and planning a major offensive. Osama Edward, the director of the Christian Assyrian Network for Human Rights in Syria, said that hundreds of families have fled the central Christian town of Sadad for the government-held city of Homs and the capital, Damascus. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed heavy fighting in an area between the central town of Karatain and the village of Mahin, which is halfway to Sadad. And six Russian opposition activists ended a 12-day hunger strike on Saturday after one of them was hospitalized. The activists in Novosibirsk, Russia's third-largest city, said their decision was in response to a call from opposition leader Alexei Navalny and two others. Navalny had urged all of them to abandon their strike for the sake of their health and to devote their energies to organizing a protest in Moscow on September 13th, the day of local elections across Russia. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.